Welcome to Voice of Unwavering Confidence. I'm your host, Lola Moshikejimi. I'm so glad to have you on this journey with me as I build my confidence in God. This podcast is going to be talking about everything that has to do with building an intimate relationship with God and standing firm on our faith in Him and seeing and studying how that would be actionable in our day-to-day lives. I hope that you're able to subscribe, hit the notification bell, share with your friends and family, and join me on this journey. It's so exciting, and I'm so glad you're here. Thank you so much, and I hope you enjoyed today's episode. See you later. Hi, welcome back. I'm sure that you guys were really blessed by the last episode, and on today's episode, we're actually going to be starting a new series on faith. Before we dive into today's topic, I'd like us to say a quick prayer. Thank you, Jesus, for the grace to be able to share your word with your people. As you have shared with me, I pray that you help open up our eyes and our hearts to understand and to come into a deeper revelation of who you are through your word. I pray that as we read your scripture, that we are able to gain insight and you give us guidance into how to get into an even more intimate relationship with you. Amen. On today's episode, we're going to be starting our series on faith, and we're going to be drawing similarities between belief and faith. The English dictionary basically defines belief as the ability to accept something as true and to hold on to that thing as an opinion. Now, the difference between belief and faith comes where faith is basically belief, but with an element of trust and reliance. Now, biblical faith is defined as trust and commitment that essentially results in a change in behavior. So the Bible says to us in Hebrews chapters 11, and we're going to read verses 1. I'm reading from the English Standard Version. It says, "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen." Now, when you're convicted of something and when you're assured of something, what are you going to do? You're going to act on it. So like I said earlier, when it comes to biblical faith, there is that component that requires you to trust, to rely, and also to act. That is in commitment, right? So even when we think of our salvation and our relationship with God, it is very heavily dependent on faith, right? Faith is basically the basis of our relationship with God. Without faith, we cannot relate with God. From Hebrews 11, there's already that definition of faith that is relating to something that basically feels intangible in terms of being able to grasp it or being able to see it. Just like God, when we choose to believe in God, we choose to believe in a supernatural being who we cannot see and we cannot touch. So there's that element of faith there. But one thing that faith does is not only asks you to believe in your heart, but also to act upon that belief, upon that opinion through your actions. Now, would you be surprised if I told you that even God had faith and he displayed the faith that he had? And that is in giving us his son to die for our sin. He truly believed that he could save the world. He could ransom the worst of the worst and turn them around. He believed that something or someone that seems so black, that seems so unredeemable, can be made pure by giving us his son. And now, what was the basis of his faith? Like, what gave him the assurance that this was going to work? Again, that's faith, right? But where is that faith rooted in? And I'll show you. If you turn to John chapter 3, verses 16. I'm sure a lot of us from growing up can recite this off the top of our heads, but let's just still see how the Bible writes it for us to read. It says, John 3:16, again, the English Standard Version, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." So I hope that you're able to recognize that even the faith that God has is rooted in love. In love. And that love was not limited to the perfect people. It wasn't limited to a certain race, a certain gender, a certain tribe. It loved the world just as it is, that he was willing to give his only son to die for you and me. So therefore, you know, the basis of our own faith in God must be rooted in our love for him. The Bible also says that we're able to love because he first loved us. He showed us how to do it so that we can know how to do it. But not only did he show us as, you know, all-knowing, perfect in all his ways, he also put people, men and women in the Bible that we can read about and learn about, who had faith, and we can see their outcomes. If you dig deeper into Hebrews, you would be able to see so many people in the Bible, which maybe we'll cover over the next couple of episodes, to see how people actually lived practical lives of faith, you know, studied the different circumstances where they found themselves and how they were able to have faith in God and move on that faith. Now, like I said, our faith is actionable, must be actionable for it to be alive. There's such a thing as dead faith, and that is faith without works. Now, we're not supposed to be solely driven by our works, but faith without works, I can assure you, is dead, because the Bible says so. If we look at James chapter 2, I usually like to read from my paper Bible, but I'll be reading from the Message translation for this particular one. And it's, I just like the way the message puts it together. I just think it makes it so relatable. And that's what we're all about on this podcast. And we're looking at verses 21 to 24. It says, "Wasn't our ancestor Abraham made right with God by works when he placed his son Isaac on the sacrificial altar? Isn't it obvious that faith and works are yoked partners, that faith expresses itself in works, that the works are works of faith?" The full meaning of believe in the scripture sentence, "Abraham believed God and was set right with God," includes his action. It's that weave of believing and acting that got Abraham named God's friend. Is it not evident that a person is made right with God, not by a barren faith, but by faith fruitful in works? I think this just sums this up. I've just got to end this podcast on this note. Like, just read this through this version several times. It's very, very self-explanatory. Faith requires action. When you believe something and you trust and rely on something, you're going to act upon it. So therefore, the Bible is filled with so many promises, so many things that God has said in his word for us to tap into. If you have faith in God and you believe his word, you're going to act as though you have already received the promise. When Jesus says that he's our healer, yes, we're going to seek medical attention when we need to, but we're going to believe in our heart and act upon that word, right? The Bible doesn't just say, oh, you know, you should believe that God is going to provide for your needs and you can stay lazy. No, the Bible even tells us that a little sleep, a little slumber, and poverty is going to pounce on you like a bandit. So there's that expectation that while you believe that God will provide for your needs, you need to work and God will bless the works of your hands. I truly hope that you are blessed today with this podcast episode, and I charge you to put your faith to action if you haven't yet. And if there is any way that you're doubting if you can put your faith to action, if you think that acting might make you look stupid, no, just do it anyways. Speak to that situation. Don't just have faith in your heart. Speak the word of faith on that situation, and I trust God that you would receive results in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much again for listening, and I hope that you are blessed. Thank you so much for listening or watching today's podcast. I hope that you've been blessed. Be sure to like, leave us a comment. If there's any lingering questions, there's also our email. Follow us on Instagram and share with a friend. I truly hope that this has helped your relationship with God to grow in leaps and bounds. Thank you again for watching. God bless you. Bye.